we believe in the Word made flesh, the Word of God, through whom all things were made, the Word of God, that which gives life and meaning, the Word of God, the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. This Word of God is made flesh and blood. God enters his own creation. The Creator and the creature are united. The Word of God is embodied and walks with us on earth. He eats and drinks and sleeps like us. The boundary between human and divine is broken down. Flesh and blood, food and drink, the whole material world are injected afresh with life and meaning. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Ours is a true humanism. Ours is a redeemed materialism. Jesus was no Puritan. He did not have a problem with people enjoying themselves. Just think of the wine flowing at the wedding at Cana in Galilee. Think of the seeming excess of the anointing of Jesus' feet with expensive perfume at Bethany. Think of the fishing nets straining to breaking point in the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was no Puritan, no bean counter, no penny pincher, no Scrooge. Jesus knew both the necessity and the pleasure of food and drink. He knew both the necessity and the pleasure of giving and receiving. So let's enjoy Christmas. Let's ignore the hand-wringing of the Guardian columnist. Let's defy the threats of the terrorists. Let's do our best to set aside our own self-righteous disapproval of what we consider to be the tasteless and excessive celebrations of others, and let's celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus. Let's celebrate the coming into the world of the Word made flesh, from whose fullness we have received grace upon grace. Let our celebration be filled with a spirit of generosity, of openness, of hospitality. Let us remember the poor in our prayers, in our giving, in practical acts of kindness. Let us remember those who celebrate Christmas in difficult conditions, under the threat of violence and persecution. But let us celebrate too, in the best way that we can, because the Word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. Let us dare to eat and drink and be merry, not because tomorrow we die, but because tomorrow, by the grace of God, we live, because our lives are bound up in the life of the Word that was from the beginning. And so, as we consume our third mince pie before lunchtime, as we contemplate that fifth glass of wine, that seventh roast potato, let us rejoice in the Lord Jesus, the Word made flesh, from whose fullness we have received grace upon grace, kindness upon kindness, gift upon gift. Amen.